Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and this is our last day together before the celebration of Christmas, and I want to be able to say Merry Christmas to you, and I hope you'll have a great celebration with your family, and you're able this year, despite all the challenges and all the difficulties of life, you're able to have a moment where you can receive the gift, God's personal gift to you of His Son. God the Father, who loves you so much, sent His only Son to bring you back to the Father, to make it possible for you to have your sins forgiven, to have a future given to you as a free gift in Christ beyond your wildest imagining. And it is really important for us, and I hope you experience this grace in these days, to be able to see in the gift of Jesus the glimpse of where the Father is bringing you. To know, first of all, that you are God's child. You're literally a child of God the Father. You're not a throwaway. You're not bad. All the garbage that's in our head, all the false ideas of who we are, all the stuff the world has sort of worked into us or how we've been raised, whatever, that the truth about who you are, your infinite dignity and the fact that you are loved by God is given to you in this Christmas, that you see it when you behold Christ, that you receive it into your heart. Because the most important gift you'll receive this year is a clear revelation of what God the Father has done for you in Jesus. What do I mean by that? In a more simple way of saying it, imagine God the Father giving you the infant Christ, placing Him in your hands. God the Father has given you His great love, His Son, because He loves you. And it's that Son who's going to bring you, has brought you into the family of God. And it's that Son who is faithful, true, good, all-powerful, who's going to bring you and present you to the Father and put you in the Father's arms so the Father can embrace you, His beloved. That's really what's going on here. You are God's child. God made you. You're God's idea. He's come to save you and rescue you and to bring you into everything you were meant to be. Nothing in life is more important than knowing that and living in it. And the more we accept that truth and silence the voice of the lies that can dominate our minds about ourselves, especially just in this one area, the lies about God, that either He doesn't exist, or if He does, He's a far-off, indifferent God, or He's a God who's kind of disgusted with me because I'm such a schlep, or He's angry, all the kind of stuff that's there. May God's grace and light dispel that darkness in your heart. I just want to pray a prayer right now for you today. Father in heaven, we thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus. And I pray right now for every man, woman, and child who's listening to the program today, who's struggling for the battle and the battle for identity. And I ask You, Lord Jesus, to shine Your beautiful light, the light of the tomb, you know, that the stone was rolled away and the radiant light that dispelled the darkness of death and the poisonous lies of the enemy. And I ask You, Father, to allow right now the Spirit of God to touch the mind and the heart of everyone who's listening to today's program. Lord, I ask for a miracle of revelation of the glory of Jesus and how precious each and every person listening to this program today is to You. And this Christmas celebration, this incarnation, this gift of Jesus is the ultimate proof of Your radical love for us. Come, Holy Spirit, free each one of us of self-condemnation and self-loathing and fear and anxiety, and open our eyes so we can see. As St. Paul prayed, that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened to see Jesus, the gift of Jesus, the incarnated love of your own heart, Father, for us. Mother Mary, you who are the spouse of the Spirit, you literally bore Jesus in your womb. He has your blood. You who know him like no other human being knows him. You who have been exalted, the first disciple, by Jesus and crowned with glory and honor. Pray for us. Pray for each and every one of us today. We ask for no other gift than to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection, the gift of the Father's love. Mother Mary, we ask you, pray that Jesus would grant us to know him like you know him, so we can live in the freedom of the sons and daughters and the children of God. We pray especially today. And friends, maybe as you're listening, wherever you are, you can join me in prayer. Let's pray for those who are listening who might be really struggling right now. Those who are deep in a battle with darkness, maybe trapped in deep discouragement, maybe trapped in sin, maybe in a very difficult marriage or family situation, and you're despairing and you're frightened or scared. We want to pray for you today. We want you to know you're not alone. So friends, let's join, whether you're in the car, in the kitchen, wherever you are, let's join together in prayer for those who are tuned in today, or maybe aren't even listening, but you're so aware of who these people are. Let's lift them up together to the Lord. So Lord, we pray as a community this morning, and we lift up to you the broken and the lost that are on our heart today. Jesus, we pray for a miracle of healing and deliverance and transformation, revelation of your love. We ask you to unbind those who are bound. We ask you to set free those who are buried in discouragement, Lord, that you'd lift them out, that you'd shine your light into that darkness. You break the power of Satan and his wicked strategies against them. Jesus, come and reign and show forth your glory. Jesus, stretch forth your right hand in power and drive away all the darkness and the pain, and let your light shine in their hearts today. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we exalt you, we glorify you, we honor you. Help us to live for you. Saints of heaven, pray for us. Angels of heaven, gather around us and uphold us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, I wanted to end today's program with the last part of the section in Ephesians chapter 5 that we've been working our way through, where Paul gives this powerful, very Advent-like exhortation to be awake from sleep, to be wise, not be unwise, to not be foolish, but to know what the will of the Lord is. You know, St. Paul said at one point, now that I've come to know who Christ is, I have one aim in life. I make it my aim now to please the Lord. That's wisdom. That's the heart of wisdom. And so what I've been looking at, Paul gave us an exhortation to put away certain patterns and ways of thinking, to not be conformed to the way of life of the culture that you live in, live a distinct pattern of life. So it always begins with a calling out from a former pattern of life, but then calling us to something. So this is the part that we're going to touch on today. So in verse 18 of chapter 5 of Ephesians, Paul, we just ended yesterday's program, we said, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, that's simple, but beautiful and crucial exhortation to say, Father, fill me day after day with the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. May I walk in your Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, so that in verse 19 he said, and as we walk in the Spirit, he says, address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Beautiful, isn't it? This is where the Holy Spirit wants to take us, right? We can be stuck in, and I'm speaking just from my own experience and spiritual battle and struggle, we can be stuck in and be preoccupied by our own struggles and our own discouragement, our own failures, whatever it might be. And that can lead us to the very kind of unwise way of living that Paul's talking about here. It can lead us to want to escape that feeling of hopelessness, that despair, that discouragement, and we end up wanting to, we don't know what to do with it, so we medicate ourselves. Like, I'm just going to watch TV for the next few hours because I just have to escape, or something worse. I mean, as Paul's saying, don't get drunk with wine. I'm actually going to drink too much wine, or I'm going to do this or that because I want to escape the bad feelings that I have inside, and I just want to get away from it all. And so the enemy wants to lead us into that kind of a slavery, but instead, Paul's saying, remember who you are. Remember the gift you've been given in the Holy Spirit. You're not battling this alone. Now begin to cooperate more directly. It doesn't matter how you're feeling right now. Make a decision to step into what the Holy Spirit wants you to do. And what does the Holy Spirit want you to do? He wants you to address one another, not with gossip, not with words of discouragement, not with anger and frustration and bitterness and complaining and griping, all that kind of stuff. What he wants you to do is address one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, think about that. He wants us to speak to one of the truth that's in the psalms, for example, right? And you know, the early church in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, it talks about what characterized the early church. And they were living in, quote, the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The fear of the Lord. God is great. God is awesome. God is to be completely trusted. God is for us. Let's share these truths with one another, right? And the Holy Spirit wants to help us talk about what God has done and accomplished for us. The Psalms tell us we're God's children, that God has made us. The whole world belongs to God. Let's rejoice in it. Let's declare his goodness and his mercy. So sing to one another. Think about your own family. What are your family gatherings like? Are they ever at times like this in these great seasons, this upcoming celebration of Christmas? Do you sing together as a family? I mean, you may do it at church, but do you do it at home? Sing Christmas carols together. Talk about, before you open presents, take some time to talk about the gift you've been given in Christ. Speak about it in just normal language. What's in your heart? What has God shown you? Paul says here, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always in for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. In Jesus' name, as you recall his birth, think about where he is, when you gather as a family, in his name, give thanks to God the Father for all God has given to you. Declare it, friends, and let the grace of God be on you and your family in these days. Have a wonderful celebration at Christmas. We'll see you after. Bye-bye.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.